Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform as we count down the days to the 2020 NFL Draft. And remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to the featured guests that we bring to you each and every day. Today, we have a young man coming on the program. He began his collegiate career at Baylor. He had an impact as a true freshman. He was all Big 12, and then he took his talents to Temple. He had some family reasons. He went to Temple, and he blossomed there, and he's one of the top defensive backs in the league. And I'm not saying – or in the draft, and I'm not saying this because he's coming on the program. I truly mean this guy is going to – this young man is going to be a guy that we look – at for years to come at the NFL level. And it's none other than Harrison Hand, the Temple standout. And when you watch this guy, when you break this young man down, you're going to see a kid who's very adept at breaking on the ball, making plays, and he has the versatility and athleticism to do things with it after that ball is in his hand. So super excited for him to come on the program and share him with you as we're so close to this 2020 NFL draft. As you know, this is going to be a virtual draft. We're all in this together, but it's going to be an exciting time to just kind of see it unfold. And I'm sure it's going to be an exciting time for these guys as they make their path towards this next level. But as promised, Harrison Hand, the standout Temple DB. Harrison, welcome to the show. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thank you. You're treating me great. I appreciate being on this show.
Well, I appreciate you. And now, prior to you coming on, and I'm not saying this because you're on this show right now, I truly believe you're one of the better prospects in this 2020 draft class at your position. And I think you have fantastic, instincts on breaking on the ball, you know, how to bait the quarterback. And you've been doing it since you started at Baylor and then even at Temple. And now you're here a few weeks from the draft. But when you look back at your collegiate career, did it go by in a blink of an eye?
Yes, sir. It definitely did go by quick. Like, 3 years that I've been in college, you know, as a freshman, you go into the season thinking it's like, wow, I got a long ways until I get there. But, you know, once you get there, it's like, wow, everything went by in a flash.
And for you, I mean, Baylor, all Big 12, true freshman, you're making plays at one of the Power 5 conferences. How easy or how hard was that transition from high school to Baylor? I mean, you made it look pretty simple, but how was it in reality?
In reality, it definitely was extremely hard because, you know, like you said, during the season, you see, I saw me making a lot of plays, but, you know, it wasn't like that as a senior in high school coming into college as a freshman, you know, first getting on that field and everything. And it was not that easy. You know, you get, as going in there, yeah, I was getting beat a lot of guys like Denzel Mims. I was going up against, and there's a lot of other receivers that were on the team that made me better. And my coach, Fran, everything, just all the experiences made me a better player.
Definitely. And again, I think it's fabulous skill set. I cannot wait to do your thing at the next level. When do you kind of start transitioning to that DB role? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the football, you know, through high school, and then, you know, we see you at the DB. But when do you kind of settle in knowing that this is the position that you're going to be recognized most for?
My first coach, he put me at corner in middle school, but, you know, I was playing that. He said I'd be a great corner, but, you know, I was always an offensive player. And once he told me that, I did, I always loved defense too. So just playing both sides and then getting to high school and realizing, you know, you can really do both. And a lot of guys that saw a lot of potential in me at corner and defense, and I loved to hit. So it was just a call.
And that's always a good thing when you like to hit rather than be hit, and you did a fantastic job. Once again, Harrison Handy, standout Temple DB here on the C2P as we break down what this young man brings to the next level. Again, a few weeks away from finding out where he's going to be playing in the National Football League. When I say that, Harrison Hand, National Football League, I mean, a childhood dream, I would assume, Harrison, but I mean, for you when you wake up each and every day, I mean, can you believe it's here? It's at your doorstep?
Yeah, okay. Truthfully, I definitely can't believe it's here, but it's just, you know, a blessing just to, like you said, wake up every day and know that, you know, it's on the way, just a couple of weeks away, and, you know, something that you've dreamed of and longed for manifested since you were a young child, just, you know, coming into play in your life right now. So it's like really like your dream really turned into a reality. So it's just a blessing from God that I'm really having this opportunity to fulfill my dream.
Definitely. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delay yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And it's obviously coming to fruition for you, Harrison. I'm curious, I mean, what's it like playing against you? I mean, all these receivers that have lined up over their careers, I mean, what do you think they would say? I mean, what's it like? Are you chatty out there? I mean, are you physical at the line of scrimmage? Kind of take us through the process of lining up against Harrison Hand.
I definitely say I'm chatty, but for the most part, I'm going to be, when we first get out there, I'm going to just get my hands on you any way possible at the line of scrimmage, even if I'm playing off, you trying to block me, anything. I'm always just trying to be overly aggressive and get in your head just to show you how that I'm really here. And, you know, just being aggressive, I'm going to talk my game and, you know, handle it.
Excellent. And I'm curious. I mean, you have a great ability for interceptions, pass breakups. You know how to bait the quarterback throwing into you, and you, it usually doesn't end up to their advantage. It ends up to benefit you. Kind of what's the secret of your success? A lot of game film, instinct? I mean, what are all the intangibles that make you that prolific guy when that ball comes towards your target?
I'd say for one, it definitely is a lot of game film, knowing what the tendencies are and what they want to do and where they want to throw the ball. You know, just being in a great, putting yourself in a great position. And also, I also like to talk to the quarterbacks of my teams and ask, like, what do they look for in corners and, like, where they're going to throw the ball. And, you know, I just try to bait and go off of what they say and just really reverse the reverse psychology of what they try to do to us.
Harrison, we've been doing this a long time, a lot of shows, a lot of defensive backs. And even if the other guys have done it, I've never actually heard one of them say that they talk to their quarterbacks a lot and find out what they look for in terms of what the receivers do.
Sure.
I love that. That's great insight. Again, a long time we've been doing this, and that's the first time we got that. But I would expect nothing less because, like I said, I think you got a fantastic future, and I really, really, truly mean that. Do you get comparison? You know, I mean, family, friends, coaches, teammates, you know, they say, hey, you know what, we're watching the Monday night game, and when we see this guy do his thing, it kind of reminds us of something you do as well.
They say that about, you know, any great DB they see somebody make a play. Oh, that, oh, that's Harrison right there. Somebody else, they see a safety, anybody make a play, they're going to compare him to me. So.
Fair enough. But, hey, that's good. At least they're recognizing what you're been able to do. About a month ago, you were down in Indianapolis. 4.52, 14 on the bench. I mean, 133. I mean, jump. I mean, great numbers. I know nobody's ever content, and you always want to go faster, jump farther, but how did you feel when you walked away from Indianapolis with your combine numbers?
I was definitely grateful for the opportunity to me to show my showcase my talents and, you know, just being grateful for being out there. But it was always that can't think of the word, but it was just like you said, I always just want to be better. I just wanted to run faster, wanted to jump higher and further and just do better and everything. But that was definitely grateful for the opportunity being there. But, you know, I always want more.
And I think that's the heart of a champion. You're never content. You know, no matter what you do, you always want that better option. Going down there, I mean, what was it like letting these teams know you as a man, not just a guy that they see on tape? I mean, and how when you walked away from it, was there anybody that you were like, wow, I can't believe I just had a meeting with that guy or that team?
Oh, yeah, no specific guy or team, but, you know, just going down there and just really just putting myself out there and being comfortable in front of all the coaches and scouts and everything so they could really get a feel for who I am and the great person that I am, and not just a football player, just a great guy that I love to be off the field.
Fair enough, and I assume that they walked away pleasantly happy with the way that interview was. You probably improved your stock there too, as in the team interviews. Harrison, we are almost out of time. I appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. I know you're still busy. There's so much that goes into being in the position you are, so we appreciate your time. But we call it three and out. A few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, sir.
All right, now you're down at the combine. You made your way through all the suites. You went to the Nike suite, the Adidas suite, you know, Pamani's. You got all your stuff. Were you able to get all your gear back home safely, or did you have to sacrifice some stuff and leave it behind?
No, I definitely I got all my gear back home safely, but it definitely was a struggle because they did give us a chance to give all our bags and ship them back home. But, you know, my mom was so much on – the combine, I didn't really care about anything. I just was going to take care of the bag. So I literally jumped out one of my bags back today from like 2 weeks. So it was crazy.
Excellent. Hey, that's why I asked the question, because there's a lot of sad stories of guys having to leave some stuff behind, or you know, they're going through the airport security,
right,
and they got to give stuff away. So I've heard it all. How about this one? Any game day superstitions for you?
Game day superstitions? Nah. I think whatever feeling I am, or like whatever I'm feeling, or whatever is in my head, that's what I got to do that day. It's not the same thing every week unless it's just like my warm-up routine.
Fair enough. And the final one, a few weeks away from the 2020 NFL draft, a time for you to celebrate this next journey. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to prepare as you kind of celebrate this special day?
I definitely say my mom is that homemade mac and cheese, barbecue chicken, fried chicken, everything. It's different.
I can tell you're daydreaming a little bit. You're already fantasizing about it, huh?
Right. I want it right now. I want to tell her to make it right now.
Oh, I love it, man. Well, hey, Harrison, I mean it. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see you do your thing. You're going to be one of these guys that signed the second and a third contract. I'm confident of it. You're going to be a great pro. I just love what you brought tape-wise again, you know, with Baylor and Temple. I think you're well on your way. But, hey, stay to the grind. Stay true to yourself, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
I appreciate it being on it, too. Thank you.
No, thank you. Once again, that is the standout, Harrison Hand. And again, this kid, I'm telling you, the intangibles, the dynamics of what he brings to the table. You guys listen to the show all the time. You know, there's certain guys I get excited about. Those are the guys that I really think are going to make an impact at the next level. So this is one of them, the Temple standout, Harrison Hand, here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.